Thank you for calling customer service to Michael speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I just had won the iPod earphones, and I just sent all my information. So how does that work?
Well, yes, ma'am. It's going to send you an email confirmation letting you know when it's on the way.
Okay, and then once I receive it, would I have to do nothing?
No, ma'am. Well, you are going to have a 14-day trial period to let us know if you like the product or dislike the product.
Okay, and then I don't have to pay no money or anything like that?
No, ma'am. If you give us a call.
Well, okay, I'm telling you, I like the product now, so you can just check it off or what?
Well, yes, ma'am. You ordered some of our EarPods.
Yeah, but I knew somebody else that got them, and I tried theirs, and I like it, so you could just check it off, yeah.
I'm sorry, what was it now?
What's my name, you said?
Can I please be provided with your zip code?
70501.
I'm sorry, is it code 70501?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that. And I'm sorry, what was that first and last name?
First name Katie, last name Goody.
Last name Goody.
What else y'all gonna be offering? Because so far I like that one.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how long ago has it been since you placed that order?
I just placed it a while ago because I just saw the thing in my phone.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. If you could please write with the last four of that card number, I can try to find your account that way.
Well, see, I don't have a card. It just said, because you see, I got it from playing a game, and I got the amount I was supposed to get, so they told me pick which one of the prizes that I wanted, and I picked that.
Well, yes, ma'am. How you paid for it?
No, I think I have to pay for it when it arrived.
Well, no, ma'am. You probably calling the wrong company because you'll pay shipping and handling as soon as you as soon as the product is shipped.
Huh?
Ma'am.
Because it says verify your shipping information, so I put all of that. You see,
well,
I'm reading it right now. It says verify your shipping information. And then I sent all that to y'all a while ago, and I didn't put my email because I don't always use my email. So do I have to put it?
Yes, ma'am. It's so you can be provided with that information.
Okay, so if everything goes well, would y'all send me an email back?
Yes, ma'am.
You see, because it's a trial-based thing, so I just send everything.
So, yes, ma'am, it is a trial-based thing. So if you do order our product, you're going to have 14 days to try that product.
Okay, well, that's what I just sent it because it said an order summary. Okay, so it says zero, and then it says, total $5.97 at the bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so now who do I have to give that $5.97 to?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be giving it to shipping and handling.
Okay, but who do I give it to, the postman or what? That's what I'm saying. I don't have no credit card or nothing like that.
Well, yes, ma'am. You can't order unless you have a credit card.
Well, then cancel it then because
I'm sorry, what was it, ma'am?
Well, you have to cancel it because I have none.
Well, yes, ma'am. If you didn't provide us card information, you haven't received anything.
Okay, so I just wasted my time. All right, then.
All right, thank you for calling customer service.
Okay.
Bye-bye.